This is part three of how to build a $50,000 a month marketing funnel from scratch. And so if you didn't listen to the first two episodes, the very first one, I share the story of how I learned all this information. Part two, I share with you the actual frameworks of the funnel. And then now in part three, I'm actually diving specifically on Kyle's funnel and talk about the process he went through from picking his avatar to the email sequences to the specific softwares that we actually used. And if you like this and you actually want to watch this and see it with your eyes as well, you actually can go to everythinggoesmyway.com. And if you go to the free trainings, you actually can watch this training for free. Literally, absolutely nothing, zero cost. Again, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars of value for free. So again, if you like it, go over there, watch the extra training. But without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. Okay, so this is all the creative. So not going to lie, like this is a big process. And so there's a lot of front end work that can be done. Again, the reason why someone like Kyle was able to do it quicker and I was able to do it quicker is because I basically got this templated and all I had to do was create, I just had to change it based on my specific business. And so that's kind of the benefit of having somebody do it for you or having a template to go off of, that makes it so much easier. So I had all these templates. I was just able to put Kyle's business in there and able to create these a lot quicker than like this would probably take people like someone a month to do all this copy, all this creative. So let me kind of show you kind of what's in here though. So one of the things that Kyle did was he created his perfect avatar. And so right before we got on this call, he's just asking me, he's like, do you think that that's the right avatar? And it's a great question. It's like, it just shows that he's actually thinking, like he's actually thinking, he's paying attention. Is the reality is that how many of you guys actually know who your perfect avatar is for your business, right? And the next step of that is like, do you guys know what their pain points are? Do you guys know what their deepest desires are? Do you know what their biggest problems are? Do you know where they live? Do you know what they think? Do you know where they shop? Do you know where they dress? Do you know what time they go to bed? Like, what do you know about your avatar, your perfect avatar, right? And so the act of just like asking yourself these questions and writing them down is so valuable because when you're writing copy, you want to write to that person. You want to enter the conversation in their head. Okay. And so through that, we were able to create like an avatar story. So I'm just going to show you like a quick snippet. So his avatar's name is Sally, right? Sally's a homeowner who dreams of becoming an owner of the nicest home in the block. Currently, Sally's focus is on house washing, pressure washing. Ultimately, Sally wants to retain the value of her home. Again, this is not edited. His ideal customer is actively maintaining the property and taking pride in where they live and reducing maintenance issues and future repairs. She would be ecstatic if she could have her home looking like new. Again, like mind you, this is not edited and I'll show you guys, like everything's just a first draft. But just like knowing this, like how valuable is it for you just to know exactly what your customer, like what that avatar looks like? What is she frustrated by? What does she need to figure out? Okay. Like what are the questions that she's going to ask before she can move forward? Like, what does the process look like? What is it like to book? Is it safe for my property? Like, do I have to be here? When you're able to answer those questions that the prospect has in their head that they're now asking you, but you're able to answer them, whether it's in your marketing or whether it's in your sale, they trust you so much more. Okay. And that's why this is so freaking valuable. Okay. So this is one way that we did it, or this is like more of a bolted style, right? So I know some things about you, right? So same thing. I know some things about you in your current situation. I know you're a homeowner who dreams of owner of the nicest home on the block. Currently, you're focused on house washing, pressure washing. Let me ask you a question. Would you be ecstatic if you had your home look like new? Do you want compliments from the neighbors? Do you want to be able to have house parties and gatherings with confidence? Do you want the quickest, most effective way to increase the curb appeal of your property? And so, again, these are just different ways for you to know what your customer is thinking. So when you're actually writing the copy I'm about to show you, you can write the ads, you can write the emails, you can write all the copy in the funnel. You can play on these things because you know what their problems are. You know what their wants are. You know what their desires are. Okay. So maybe this one's the more concise one. So anyway, I just want to show you guys this, like this is all the back end work that nobody sees that Kyle did. So again, big shout out to Kyle for actually doing the work for the time, because most people are like, I don't want that. Right. I don't want to do that. That sounds like a lot of work. But that foundation is what the rest of this is built off of. So you got to know who your avatar is. After that, then we're able to actually create ad copy. Okay. So this is the ad copy. Again, this is just some sample ad copy that I created for him. I gave him 5 different things. So want to come home to an updated home without lifting a finger? Sudden Soft Wash helps some homeowners just like you do it the same way. Click here to learn more about how to get your free wash, right? Super simple, straightforward. Then there's different ad copies that go all the way through here. Offers headlines. Let's talk about those as well. So again, now we have our ad copy, and then we have, what's our offer, what's our headline? And so creating an irresistible offer is one of the most important fundamental things you can possibly do. If you guys haven't gotten or read or consumed Alex's book, $100 Million Offers, like that's the resource I 100% recommend. That was actually the book I used today to just make sure that I have my frameworks down. And yeah, super, super great book. I think it's got like 5,000 reviews on Amazon. Like it's really, really good. So anyway, these are some different types of offers that we can offer, right? So we can offer a free house transformation. So a lot of times your offer might not have anything to do with your actual service. And this is where a lot of businesses who are like, I'm a personal trainer, or I'm a power washer, or I'm a cleaner, or I'm all these things. Like, don't let your service be the thing that maybe give away for free. Like sell a vacation, not the plane flight. Okay. And so you can do a free house transformation. Okay. You could do a free done for you home transformation. You could do a free house wash, right? So again, like you could replace this word transformation with wash as well. Free don't lift a finger home transformation, free don't lift a finger home power wash, right? You can just like substitute some of these words out. I just want to give you guys an idea. I want to give Kyle some ideas. And then if you want to make this even more powerful, you could make it so it is like directly, you're speaking directly to the person. So it's Houston homeowners, who wants a free house transformation? Or like I was asking before we got on here, I was like, what area do you serve? He's like, one of the areas he said was Sugarland. So if I said Sugarland homeowners, who wants a free done for you home transformation? Who wants a free keep it with the Joneses home transformation? Who wants a free don't lift a finger home power wash? Whatever it is, right? Or it's a Halloween special, like it's Halloween time. Hey, we're running a Halloween special. This gives you a reason. So people always question like, oh, if they're giving something away for free, but why are they doing it? Like many of you guys might have thought, well, Logan's doing this thing for free, but why is he doing it, right? And so once you're able to answer that question, and so I answered at the very beginning of this, like I just want to provide value. I want to help out a friend, right? Then I was saying like, oh, and all of a sudden you're able to actually listen and pay attention because you're not constantly worrying about like, well, is he going to sell me something? Is like, what's going to happen? They're like, oh, he's doing this because of Halloween. Okay, cool, right? Or he just opened his business up, grand opening, right? So again, that's how you can actually make your offer fresh and stand out. Like we do this with ours, we run Halloween special, free home cleaning. That's it. And then in the summer, it's summer's here, free home cleaning. In the spring cleaning, back to school. It's almost Christmas. Give yourself a Christmas present, right? Like you can just play on whatever's going on. And all of a sudden, be like, oh, that's why they're doing this. If you just give people a reason, then all of a sudden they answer that question. So offer headline, one of the most important pieces. These are super valuable. And again, my resource to push you guys back to is Alex's $100 million offers book. It's really, really good. Okay. So that's the ad copy that goes on the ad. And I will walk you guys through actually a live ad that we have with Kyle going right now. So, but we're not there yet. So once we have ad though, now we have ad videos. So I had Kyle upload some videos in here and then some pictures. So these are some videos. These are some pictures that I had him upload. Cool, right? They're just pictures of roofs and sidewalks and driveways, right? Super cool. but let me show you guys something really cool. And I wonder if I'm logged in to the right Facebook account here. So I'm going to show you guys, want to see how you guys can go on anybody's Facebook page, any business page, and see what ads are running. Is anyone curious on like how you can do that? I'll show you guys exactly what I did to actually find Kyle's competitor. I wouldn't call him a competitor, but someone who does power washing in his local business to get an idea of what they're running for ads. Are you guys curious about that? All right. Kyle, you have to remember is it Texas Pressure Wash? There it is.
Yeah. Texas Pressure Washing.
So if you guys go to this, like, again, it has to be a Facebook page. So it's not like a personal page. it's an actual like business page. If you guys go down to the about, you guys watch this, you guys paying attention, this is pretty cool. Go to page transparency, go to see all, go to add library. This is a huge nugget. You guys want to see what Texas pressure washing, what ads they're running right now? Look at this. Oh, look at this. This is a new one. So we actually can click on this and we can see what ads they're currently running. Right? Now this one, we don't really care about because they just put it out there. And so I'll show you what the ads we care about. These ones are August. We don't care about these ones. I'll show you the ones we care about. Look at these ones. You guys see this number right here? May 2021. Active. Do you guys think smart business owners, they run ads that are not profitable? So the reason why this is so valuable is that we know exactly what works in this market. Okay. This guy's running stuff in January 2021. Like, these are the things that we want to mimic. These are the things we want to duplicate. And if we're able to like look at seeing what this guy's been doing since January 2021, we know that these ads, there's a good chance that if we model these, again, we're not going to copy them, but we're going to take assets, resources that we already have, and we're going to try to make them very similar and say, hey, like, this is what's working. We can even see their copy. Like, their copy is like, it's pretty simple to the point. So like, do you think we can do a better ad than this, Kyle? Right? And so again, like, you want to take things that work, but also you're like, where can I improve this at? And so look how cool this is. You guys can go to any Facebook page that is running ads and you guys can do this. Like, if I type in my company, Bozeman Five Star Cleaning, we can do the same thing. You guys can go to any company, right? Oh, maybe it's not going to show because I'm actually on my own company. Well, here it is, page transparency. Ad library. So anyway, this is a cool little hack that if you guys have local businesses that are running ads, you can go through and you can see what they're running. Right. And so you can see here, like, we literally just refreshed our ads in September. And so there it is. You can see what we're running right there. And we actually run what's called dynamic creative, which I'll show you guys what that is here too. So you guys are actually only seeing one picture. We do actually have multiple pieces of creative that we're running. But anyway, it still shows you a lot of stuff, right? It gives you at least an idea that you can start with and base where you're going to go off of. I think it's pretty cool. So did you guys get value from that? Was that pretty cool? Is that cool? So that's how you do what's called funnel hacking and funnel modeling. I also went to their website and just got an idea of what they were like what they were doing, what their consistencies were. That way I could apply it to Kyle's funnel as well. Okay. He's got before and after pictures, testimonial scripts. So this is something that once you actually get customers and clients, as I walk through the funnel, these are the questions you ask them so you actually can get testimonials. So this is actually really cool because most people are like, I don't know how to get a testimonial. Well, you just ask the right questions and people will give you the answer you're looking for, right? What was your problem before you bought with Sud Softwash, right? What results did you get? What have you gotten with their service? It's actually really simple. And you actually can, like, when someone's like, hey, like, can you drive me a testimonial? Like, sure. Like, hey, like, here's a simple framework that you can follow. If you need help, let me know. Otherwise, like, most people, they just follow this. You answer these four questions and then you just post it on Google or wherever you want them to post it. They get the picture, right? It just allows you to help that person write a good testimonial for you. And then the sales script. Okay, again, like, I'm just going to show you the brief overview of this. We're not going to go into detail today, but this is actually where the money is made, is an actual sales script. And so there's a rapport section here. Then we're talking about the problems. And again, like, this is something that I gave as a template for Kyle. And he is going back through here and just making it so it actually fits his specific company. Okay. There, like that. I see it now. He's done some stuff for house wash and flat work and all these other cool things. And you ask the right questions. There's a little bit of objection overcoming in here. And then it walks you through actually how to close. Da, da, da. Boom. So there's an actual script that you follow. And so the reason why this is important is so for you, you follow it, but eventually when you have a team, you also hand the sales off as well, okay? So that's the creative. Okay, and then emails. Oh, this is actually, this is insane here. So emails. So now we have people pushing to an email sequence. There's 11 emails in here. Again, some that Kyle will have to clean up and make it, you know, weird off words here and there, but there's basically 11 emails that he can plug and play. I'll show you guys how, like when somebody opts in, how they get this series of 11 emails that can sell for you as a second line of defense, which is actually pretty cool. So that's all the email copy. Okay, so that's what I call the creative. That's the back end. Now, you guys ready to actually see it, what it looks like when it's on, I don't want to say it's on paper, but see what it looks like when it's on, like see what the Facebook ads look like, see what the phone looks like, see what the system looks like to connect everything together. You guys ready to see that?